Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. It's November 16, 2012. I'm looking at the front page of my local newspaper, the Fayetteville Observer, and this article is written by Henry Cunningham. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta will report to President Obama on December 1st on efforts to improve ethics among generals, the Pentagon announced Thursday. The announcement comes in wake of scandals and investigations involving at least three men who have held four-star ranks and one-star Fort Bragg general charged with forcible sodomy. This process is intended to reinforce and strengthen, let me turn to page four, the standards that kept us well and disciplined military, a Pentagon statement said. Panetta this week directed the General Dempsey, Martin General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to work with other members of the Joint Chiefs to review how to foster a culture of stewardship among the most senior military officers, the statement said. Retired Army General David Petraeus resigned November 9th as CIA director 2 days after the president learned he acknowledged an affair with Paula Broadwell, his biographer. Although Petraeus is retired from active duty, stories of the scandal usually are accompanied by pictures of him in uniform associating him with the Army. The secretary believes that the vast majority of our senior military officers exemplify the strength of character and the highest ethical standards the American people expect of those whose job it is to provide for the security of our nation. They represent not only the best of the American military, but the American people. The article goes on to say the majority of these officers lead by example, which is one of the reasons the United States military stands without peer. Newsweek magazine's November 12th issue included Petraeus' Rules for Living, written by Broadwell. The first item on the list was lead by example from the front of the formation. The Petraeus scandal broadened to ensnare an active duty Marine general. An FBI investigation began last summer when Florida socialite Jill Kelly turned over anonymous emails sent to her and Major General John Allen, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. Investigators uncovered 20,000 plus pages of documents and emails that involved Allen and Kelly. Some of the emails were characterized as flirtatious. That caused Obama to put on hold Allen's nomination to become the commander of the U.S. European Command as well as NATO Supreme Allied Commander. Pentagon officials said Tuesday that Panetta demoted General William Kip Ward, the former head of the U.S. African Command, who was accused of spending thousands of dollars on lavish travel and unauthorized expenses. Ward will retire as a three-star lieutenant general and must repay the government $82,000. And then here locally at Fort Bragg, Brigadier General Jeffrey Sinclair, who is assigned to Fort Bragg, is facing a possible court-martial for sexual misconduct, including forcible sodomy. Over the past several months, the secretary has spoken with service secretaries, service chiefs, and combatant commanders about those instances where senior officers have not lived up to the standards expected of them. The statement said this has been an ongoing discussion, reflected shared concerns. So what are we to make of all this? All right, so what are we to make of all this? This strengthening and reinforcing and this misconduct. Well, I'm here to tell you that I had the privilege of working for General Petraeus. And I thought and think the world of this man. And I find this very similar to what we've experienced in the evangelical church. And most recently, those of you that are aware on Sermon Audio, you know where I'm going with this, with the issue with Jack Scop up at First Baptist Church in Hammond, Indiana. And in many regards, it's a similar situation. There are enough rules in place. There isn't a preacher in the world that doesn't know that he's not supposed to be having sexual relationships with somebody other than his wife. And there isn't a general officer on the planet that doesn't know that he's not supposed to be having sexual relationships with his wife and his wife alone. There isn't a Marine officer or a Navy officer or an Air Force officer or an Army officer or anyone in the Coast Guard for that matter that doesn't know that they're not supposed to be having sexual relationships with someone other than their wife. And so what are we to do with all this? Well, what we find to be the case is that this is not a matter of we need a strengthening of values or a strengthening of rules. There's no question that General Petraeus knew what the rules were. In fact, it's known that General Petraeus enforced those rules and that he enforced those rules diligently and with the strictest of sense. The issue is these men are not putting the appropriate protocols in their life. Let me say it differently. They're not building big enough walls. They're not putting themselves self-imposed parameters. For example, with the one-star general here on Fort Bragg, Sinclair. Let's be clear, and this may be perceived as a sexist remark, and if it is, well, so be it. Male general officers should not have as aides cute females. Bottom line, just shouldn't have it, or any female for that matter. Just create a wall. Don't hire one. Just don't hire one. For your own personal protection, for your own personal integrity, don't hire a female aide. Don't hire a female aide. Just don't do it. Limit yourself. Make sure that you carefully protect yourself. Don't engage in texting and emailing with someone that isn't your wife. Don't do it. Don't do it one time. Don't even allow yourself to do it a single time. I am absolutely positive that at this point, General Petraeus regrets hiring or allowing a young, attractive female to write his biography. Just should not have done it. That's a wall that should have been built. The strengthening of the ethical standards in the Army is not what's needed. What's needed are walls. Walls that say, limit who's in the inner circle. Don't allow yourself to be put in a situation where you could be tempted. We go back to our scenario with preachers. Preachers, don't develop relationships with females that are close and personal other than your wife. Don't counsel a female on a sustained basis. Don't have a cute, attractive secretary that's in your office every other day flirting with you. Don't do that. Put in place walls, parameters. Don't have scenarios where she's in your office by herself, extended periods of time with doors closed and various things like that. The strengthening of the standards in the Army needs to be done by individuals who recognize that they are vulnerable to sexual temptation and therefore construct for themselves protections to keep those temptations far, far away. Well, thanks for listening. Those are my thoughts. That's my commentary on this issue. We wish these men forgiveness. We wish these men salvation. We pray that God would use it to draw them to himself. We pray, Lord, that you would grant them repentance and that they would seek full restoration with their wives and that their wives would grant to them forgiveness. That is our prayer. Our prayer is a gospel prayer for them, that they would receive from their wives what we have received from the Lord, which is forgiveness and reconciliation. Thanks for listening. Have a very great day.